Chelsea LaRue is the executive director of the Greater Burlington Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we're talking about events that are happening in the month of January. And January typically is, well, let's put it this way, it's usually a fairly quiet month because the weather is rather unsettling, isn't it?
It is normally pretty quiet, yeah, but we've just come off of a couple really crazy months, so I think everybody's ready for a little bit of downtime.
Well, there's no doubt about that. You've got, but there's civic music.
Yes.
There is a real interesting one, civic music on the 8th, that is a Wednesday. They've got Fandango, but it's at the Capitol Theater. So This is sort of in the season, out of the season. Civic Music season ticket holders had the first shot at getting tickets for the Capitol, but they figured this was a more intimate gathering for it, and they're definitely going to have that at the Capitol. But again, first come, first served is going to be tickets, because they're only going to have 400 seats for the whole show. Here's one for you. January 10th, you got a full moon hike out at Stars Cave Nature Center. And I guess what all of the things going on in the winter under the full moon. I don't know if there are any werewolves or anything we'll be seeing.
I guess they'll find out. And then cap off the evening with a warm-up around the campfire and some warm drinks. So.
Wow, sounds like a nice idea. Yeah. January 11th is a very special annual event they have at the Arts Center of Burlington. It is Battle of the Brushes. They have five artists that will be participating for a significant cash prize, but they have no idea what they will be painting until they are told immediately. They'll be told immediately before they start painting.
Yeah.
And they'll have 1 hour to paint, and that's it.
I've heard it's pretty fun to go watch, but the gallery lounge will be open with appetizers and beer and wine and live music, and it's just kind of a fun event.
All right. Legacy Theater in Carthage has the Boy Band Project. What is that?
So this is kind of a compilation show of some of your favorite boy bands over the years. So they'll have artists there similar to NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, One Direction, and kind of all of those sort of styles.
Wow, okay. So a tribute to the wide variety of boy bands.
That's a good way to put it.
And the YMCA, they have their annual comedy night. That's coming up on Friday, January 17th at Pizzazz at 6:30. They've done this, I don't know how many years, but it's been an annual fundraising event. Mm-hmm. It goes to, I believe, the Live Strong 12-week program helping cancer survivors rebuild physical and emotional strength. So it's a worthy cause. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, the comedian this year is Jose Sardui, and tickets are still available. You can purchase a table for eight or individual tickets.
All right, and again, this is the time of year when everybody heads back to the Y, and
yes, New Year's resolutions.
It's New Year's resolutions. I said to my wife, I said, I'm heading back to the Y. I'm heading back to the Y. She said, well, won't it be really busy with all the people coming in that wanted to get back into shape? I said, yeah, you know what? But the interesting thing is by February 1st, most of them will already be gone.
Yep.
It's the way resolutions work. David Kroll and Heartland performing that same night as well at Memorial Auditorium. So it's, of course, David is one of the he's one of the sponsors. He's one of the I guess promoters. So he's promoting himself, right?
Yes, there you go.
And that's going on again 8 p.m. and it's just a $5 cover. The Arctic Challenge going on January 18th. What is that all about?
So this is becoming an annual event that Burlington Bent River has been putting on, and it's an opportunity for you to get a team of four friends together and try to raise some money for some local charities. And you don't know what your challenges are going to be that day, but they challenge you to dress warm because they will be outside. So, you know, never depending on the weather or what might be on the ground that day could be some fun challenges.
The weather can be anything in January. Mm-hmm. I mean, I suppose we say that about every other month.
Right. It is Iowa.
But typically, yes, you're typically going to have your share of cold and snow. No doubt about it. Even if it comes late or early, it's going to happen sometime. Here's one, January 18th. It's a tribute band, right?
Yes, Elton Dan and the Rocket Band. They are back at the Capitol Theater, And they're bringing the opening act, Rob Stewart, to kind of throw you back to decades past.
All right. Speaking of decades past, January 18th, the Decade of Decadence. What a great name at Memorial Auditorium. Hair bands, basically, right?
That's right, yes. Poison, Motley Crue, Def Leppard, you name it.
All right. Here's one going on from the National Gallery. It's at the Capitol Theater. Gauguin from the National Gallery is it's a documentary film, right?
Yes. Following the life and work of Paul Gauguin, and kind of a first ever exhibition look at some of his portraits at the National Gallery in London.
And January 25th, I know there are a number of eagle watching events going on. Mm-hmm. I know Keokuk's got a huge one, Muscatine has a big one, but the one in Burlington, the Midwinter Eagle Count, that is happening on January 25th. I believe that is a Saturday.
Yes,
if I'm
that
right.
Is correct. Yep.
And again, they'll go out to count the number of eagles. And typically, if it's mild, we have fewer eagles. Did mm-hmm. you know that?
Yep. They'll start at the Port of Burlington Welcome Center at 10 for a short program from the Des Moines County Conservation Educationalists to learn about the eagles. And then everybody will caravan out there over to Lock and Dam 18 and count them.
And Sunday the 26th, another annual event. It is the annual Bridal Fair and Event Expo, sponsored by Pritchard Broadcasting. It is the Pizzazz Convention and Event Center. And it is, I think it's sort of like a clearinghouse for anything and everything that that a bride will be looking. Did you ever go to that?
I did, yes. It was very helpful that day.
I don't know if my daughter is going to be getting married, not this coming summer, but she'll be getting married the summer afterwards.
It might give her just lots of great ideas.
Yeah, I think so. And mm-hmm. that's January 26th. Ideas on what you can do and also how much things cost.
Yes, that too. And it's great for non-brides also. If you're just planning a big, like maybe anniversary party or something like that, there's lots of ideas and opportunities there for you as well.
Vacation trips mm-hmm. and who do you book and bands and where do you book, how do you get what you need to make everything all work? Plus, there'll be samples, lots of samples.
Lots
of
samples.
It's all going on. That's on Sunday the 26th. And again, that's in the month of January. You can find information on all of these by going to just greaterburlington.com?
That's right. We make it simple.
Simple indeed. Chelsea LaRue, have a great month of January.
You too, Steve.